does it feel going into training camp?
I think there's definitely an anxious atmosphere. You know, guys just ready to get out there and get after it. But I think for me, I'm a lot more calm than I was last year. I know what to expect. I know how we run things, what to expect going into meetings, how Flats runs a practice. So I'm definitely ready.
Is it hard not to put pressure on yourself? I mean, your job is extremely important. You need to have the quarterback, keeping the quarterback safe. Does that add to the anxiety going in?
I think as offensive lineman, that's just the nature of the job. You're protecting someone's livelihood. I mean, if you're a receiver and you drop a ball, no one's getting hurt over it. If you miss a block, you're going to get a running back hit or a quarterback hit. So obviously there's that pressure, but I mean, that's what we signed up for.
You guys took a little bit of a beating last year. You made some criticism the way the line performed together.
Yeah.
How did that fuel you in the offseason? How does that fuel you, this season?
Oh, I mean, I think it definitely has that, puts that chip on your shoulder where you want to come out and prove that you're a lot better than maybe what it showed last year. I know we had a lot of injuries, and we're just excited to get out there and gel the unit. There's a lot of new faces in that room. So, this is going to be a big camp for us. Luckily, we have 5 games, so it'll give us a lot of time to get that going.
How do things change for you without Chris on your left side?
Chris, obviously a great player. You're going to miss him in the locker room, in the field. So just go out there and make sure we're communicating, doing the right things, making sure me and Mosey on the same page. He was out there a lot of the spring, so we were able to get a good feel for it. So, obviously it changes when you don't have a 2-time Super Bowl, guy out there, pro bowler, but we'll make it work.
This is a different feeling with 3/5 of the starting line turning over. It's all new.
Yeah, there's a lot of new faces in that O-line room. I was talking to some of the older guys yesterday, and I was like, hey, it's a little bit different feeling in that room. There's no really veteran present. I mean, Will Beattie is a 6-year guy, but, there's no 2-time winners anymore, with Snead, Deal, and Booth all gone. But someone's got to step up. We got to play well. I mean, the team can't stop when guys leave. So the next guy up mentality, I think that's how the Giants have always been and will continue to be that way.
What's it like having Jay Brown?
I know Sergey's just taking over in the equipment room is a little Orange Nation sign. So hopefully we'll keep bringing in Syracuse guys as long as we keep playing well. Maybe we'll probably keep going up there and scouting them.
Just on the play, I already answered this. I missed you, sorry. But just talk a little bit about, the second year. A lot of things aren't as new as they used to be.
Yeah, I think, obviously the offense is new this year. But everyone being on the same page, learning at the same rate, I think it definitely helped me out a lot. Was able to get in there and really start fresh in the spring, get a lot of good reps. Obviously, we have the 5 games, so that's something that I'm excited about. And I think being familiar with the way things are run around here, how practices are handled, it's made me a lot more comfortable out there on the field and, in general.
And you kind of get thrown into the fire for a second straight year with so many guys leaving and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't think it was like last year when those guys had been running the same offense for 10 years. We're all kind of getting thrown into the fire, which is a good thing. I think our offense has been rejuvenated. We feel good out there, and we're ready to go. I mean, we got a lot to prove this year. The way we started last year, we have a lot of things that we need to work on, and we're going to.
When Chris kind of became a leader of the offensive line, it was pretty clear that was – this time it seems a little bit less clear about who can take over. Do you guys feel like you need to do it by committee, or is somebody going to step up?
I mean, I think as the Giants have always been a team where 5 guys step up and play. I think you look at that 2008 line where a lot of the guys are, the David Deals, the Sean O'Haras, all those guys that were there, obviously Snead. I think they were – you really don't want to have one guy. If you can have 5 guys be a leader, that's a great thing. And I think as an offensive line, we have a lot to do this camp and gel and see who – there's guys that are a leader on the field. There's guys that are a leader in the locker room. I think it'll work itself out.
Are you going to take any reps now at guard?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to Coach about that. So, I mean, I'm going out there playing right tackle, so we'll see from there.
Do you think, from a line standpoint, is this a more exciting offense to play in than
I think last year there was moments where you got kind of frustrated, but that we weren't playing that well in the beginning. I think in any offense there's exciting components of it. I like the attacking style of offense we have. We played it at Syracuse. Keep the defense on their toes, and I think that's something that I enjoy, and I think all the offensive guys definitely enjoy that.
Justin, you think this offensive line with a lot of new faces and changes, do you think it's got the components to have a successful year?
Definitely. I think I mean, me personally, a lot of guys in that room had the privilege to learn from three great players that left last year. I mean, in one way or another, we had, you know, Snead obviously retiring, Deal retiring, and Booth leaving to go to Oakland. We learned a lot from those guys, and Will Beattie has been around. He's won a Super Bowl. So we go there and we play, we fight. We have Coach Flaherty is probably one of the guys people don't mention enough, but he's someone in that offensive line room that definitely keeps us going and makes sure we remember where we came from, because, you know, the Giants have a proud tradition of offensive line play, and we're going to continue to do that.
Do you accept the challenge that people are saying a lot of questions about this offensive line? Do you almost use that as a little motivation?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of questions last year. There's always going to be questions about it, and the only way to stop those questions is to go out there and play. And I think that we're going to do that, and we're going to play well, and we're going to, you know, change a lot of people's opinions, and that's fun. I don't want to come out here and everyone – I'd rather be it this way than the other way, everyone having those high expectations. We're going to go out there, and we have the expectations for ourselves, and we know what we can do, so it's time to go do it.
Justin, you're not that far removed. What do you say to
someone? You earn your respect by the way you play on the field. I think keeping your head down in the locker room, you don't need to be a flashy guy. You don't need to be talking too much. Go out there and show us why you were chosen when you were chosen, and do it that way. I think there's doing the right things off the field, making sure you're on time, you're not a distraction, and listen to the veterans. Luckily, I had a great group of guys, and I'm going to try to carry on the tradition that they built.